saw the results from Bubba Grant. I looked to see some pretty good results, Troy, in that first meet. Good to get some kids on the track and the field events. Were you pretty pleased about what you saw?
Yeah, I think for a start, you don't ever really know some of our young kids first time how they're gonna respond when they get out there, and we always like going to that meet first, just because, like I said, you can have up to 15 entries, and we can get a lot of kids in different events, and kind of just, some of those kids, junior high, we've had so many kids out in the past, sometimes they've only got to do, one or two things, at a junior high meet on our freshman side, so for some of them, they were able to get in. I mean, it's the first time some of them have been able to be in two or three events, a couple of them four events, and so I think that was really good for them on that side of things. I think the Beamer girls showed a lot. Her and Aria Cades did a good job in the pole vault, but she kind of rolled her ankle, so she didn't take all of her attempts at 10 foot, but she's one that, definitely on her 9.6 clearance and stuff, has plenty of space there, and so she's one that could be a big factor as the season goes, and hopefully we'll get her healthy and ready to go on Thursday. We'll see how her ankle's doing, but same thing with Aria. I think some of those younger kids, first time's out. Like Aria maybe went 9 foot or so last year in eighth grade. I think she's one that will continue to build, and Cade's just starting on that, so that was good. Throwers, well, it's work to do there, but it's a good start for Kylie and Brooke, and even Maya White, who's just a freshman throwing 28, I think is what she threw, and she'll be one that'll progress, through her high school career. So excited to see what she does. But I think Brooke and Kylie, solid start in the throws. Definitely, want to keep improving there in the discus and the shot put. But Caitlin Stamm, our triple jumpers, we're solid there. I think she had one that would have been, she's barely scratched, would have been well over the 35 mark, and Peyton was what, 33 some, Ava 31, but I think she'll continue to improve. I think there's potential there with both the triple and long jump. I think we had a freshman girl, Alexa Alicorn, that was maybe over 15.2 or over 15 foot, and so show some promise there. Carly Anderson, I think off the top of my head, she went 4.10, where she'd only went 4.8 last year in the high jump, so that was kind of a PR for her there. So a lot of things to build on as far as field event wise.
And then when you switch over the track and you talk about young kids, boy, Emily Randall, whoo, boy, I tell you, she's looks like she's got a promising future, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been kind of sore and kind of trying to get her back a little bit, but she jumped in. I was kind of cold, and the breeze on that track was coming out of the east, and so for her to run 60th in the 63s right off the bat there this early in the season, I think her and Riley Rush are both kids that can push 60 or maybe push breaking it here by the end of the year. So she got a good start there, and she'll be a good piece in there to basically replace Bryn in the 4x4. She's not where Bryn was right now, but you put her in there with Riley, that'll be a year stronger, and Peyton, that'll be a year stronger. A lot of that same crew, and Olivia, a year stronger. Put those girls together, and hopefully, you're back close to where you were the last couple of years in the 4x4 by the time you get to May. So you definitely showed some promise there. And she ran, like I said, that was a full day for her. With events, she ran 4x1, 4x4, ran the 400, ran the 200, and in a meet that doesn't have, prelims and finals, and everybody's just going, that it's a pretty quick turnaround, so it was pretty quick, just a good speed workout day for us. So, but definitely potential with a lot of those young kids coming up there with, even look at those young girls in the mile, some of them first time running in there, Landry went 5.56, but then you had, Liz Hanna at 6.07. Aria, Kate, I think those guys were all right there, 6.10, 6.12, right? So first time, you got potential four girls that, drop below 6 in the mile and start working their times down there, and maybe a couple of them that can, we'll look at kind of want to see where their speed's at and kind of get them some confidence and get a feel. So we ran them, you know, a couple relays too with 4x4, 4x8, just kind of more speed work side of things there. So but good start on that side too.
Well, you're hoping, crossing your fingers. Doesn't look like you're going to get outdoors much this week at all. But that Thursday meet, Ed Moore invited Ogallala. Always a good one to go to with some of the other teams involved. Should be a good one.
Yeah, it's always a test for us. You know, we get excited to go down to that one. I mean, so we'll really see where, you know, some of our young kids will stack up. Obviously, you know, Sydney, you know, has got some great athletes there. Carson, you know, come off a 6-foot high jump and solid triple jump. And, you know, they got a good 4x8 and relay speed. Kozad's got, you know, two great sprinters. And so it's always good to see them. You know, Gothenburg's got some solid athletes and the Smith girl on the throws. And so, you know, and get Lindy hitting and your distance girl there from Ogallala, and combination of kids. Alliance has got a couple solid runners there, Mitchell Shattern, and so, you know, he scores 6 there in points, you know, become pretty important if you're going to compete for that. So I mean, it's kind of nice to go see the bigger schools and, you know, see how you stack up early on and kind of get some goals and some things to work with. I mean, relays, you know, should be fun there, should be exciting to see the competition on that end. We'll you'll see what we can do, but yeah, this week will be kind of interesting today. It's, I mean, just workout wise, you come off of meet Friday, don't know what everybody got in. You know, Saturday and Sunday wasn't great weather to do a whole lot either, with the wind and stuff up this way, and obviously today not going to be ideal. So hopefully snow stays off a little bit, we can get a solid workout in tomorrow and go pre-meet on Wednesday and get after it on Thursday. And then we lose the kids for a couple of days. It's going to have to be some commitment on their own a little bit to stay going. You go Easter Friday, Easter Monday, and we don't have school Tuesday either with a teacher in service. So we'll have to get them going and try to keep them in some kind of routine.
Pretty amazing about the Sydney girl. I mean, wow, 6 foot, only what, 2 Nebraska girls have ever done it ever. And boy, that's a long ways up there for a young lady, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Carson's a phenomenal athlete. I mean, you watched her hit a clutch 3 there in the tournament to boost them on in the state championship game. But, you know, coaches do a good job with her and have worked hard with her. And I know she's been in the weight room this year. And I think kids just understanding the importance of that. I don't know if this is the first year she's had body conditioning. I know her high jump coach is in the weight room there with her. And I think that's, you know, you're really seeing that from the very get-go through volleyball, basketball, but especially now as you're, you know, getting through the school year, that strength gains that she's had. I mean, what she started maybe was going to go to Doan and switch to going to Nebraska now. And 6 foot's a good jump. It's over her head. I mean, that's getting up in the air. Her form looks solid from what the footage I saw of it. So it's pretty impressive. You say you don't get a lot of girls. So, I mean, who's up? She's number 2 or the first one during the season to do that?
I had heard that there was one back in the 80s, but I might be wrong on that, but there hasn't been but 1 or 2, that's for sure.
Yeah. I was like, and somebody said maybe that was the first one, but I wasn't for sure if we had another one that hit that or not. So yeah, exciting for her. And again, same thing, good relay teams on like Sydney's boys, you know, got solid 4x1. So, I mean, it'll be exciting to see what it looks like on Thursday. And hopefully it looks like the weather, that might be the better day of the week to have a meet. So as long as we're not scooping snow the next couple of days and we don't get that much and it stays clear, it seems like we did a lot more time at the start of the season last year scooping snow than we did practicing. So, but we'll take what we can get. So.